Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. The Book of Wisdom, chapter 9, tells us, wisdom is the Holy Spirit. It then says, she deploys her strength from one end of the earth to the other, ordering all things for good. So, providence is the way the Holy Spirit works. And Kolbe knew the Holy Spirit works through Mary. So, how does the Spirit guide us to do what God wants? Through the Ten Commandments, the teachings of Jesus handed down and explained by His church, the responsibilities and duties of our life, these are all the ways the Holy Spirit guides us. Ways to which we should be docile. But the one we probably have the greatest difficulty with is the way the Holy Spirit guides us through what we didn't choose, but what God allows. The things we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. Now, Maximilian Kolbe wanted to live and die in Nagasaki, Japan. But by providence, his superior recalled him to Poland, where he was arrested by the German army in September of 1939. But Kolbe didn't panic. He knew everything was guided by the Holy Spirit through Mary. To the brothers arrested with him, he said, we must be grateful. Thanks to our captors who pay all travel expenses, we have the opportunity to spread our mission abroad. Providence, to demonstrate that everything was in the hands of Our Lady, set Kolbe and the brothers free on December 8th. And then Providence allowed Kolbe to be arrested again by the Gestapo in 1941 and taken to Auschwitz, where he was transferred at the very last moment to a barracks where a prisoner would escape and 10 men would be sentenced to death by starvation. Providence arranged everything to help Kolbe reach the goal of life, to become love. For greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Kolbe didn't fight Providence. He learned to flow with it. How can we learn to flow with Providence, with the Holy Spirit through Mary? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. After sin, maybe the greatest barrier to holiness is our resistance to what happens to us. Our refusal to accept with trust what we didn't choose and what we can't change. What often happens is that when we are confronted with painful occurrences, we either rebel or endure them unwillingly or resign ourselves to them passively. But God invites us to more, to do what Thérèse says. I choose it all. This means I choose everything that God wants for me. I won't content myself with merely enduring, but by a free act of my will, I decide to choose what I have not chosen. Exteriorly, this doesn't change a thing. It doesn't change our situation, but it changes us. And this consent, inspired by faith, renders us free and powerful. This consent enables God to draw good out of everything that happens to us, good or bad. In late January 1941, Kolbe received a letter from a young monk at his monastery in Nagasaki, Japan. The brother was struggling with two things. He couldn't travel back to Poland because of the war, and he had health problems. But the real problem was that he just couldn't accept his situation, and so he wasn't at peace. In response, Kolbe writes this. Here is what you have to do. First of all, avoid sadness and worries, because there is no reason to be sad. Is not the world guided by divine providence after all? Can something happen that God does not know or does not allow? But even if he allows it, then no doubt it is for our own good. So even your sufferings, which you describe, and which are really unpleasant, should not take away your peace or depress you. Serenity, therefore, much, very much serenity, in total surrender to the divine will in all things, to the will of Our Lady. Let us not desire to have either more or less time, either a different job than the one we have, or a different place than the one in which Providence has placed us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. What Kolbe was trying to explain in his letter to this young monk was a hidden form of obedience. Obedience to events. This doesn't mean passively accepting evil. We must do what we can to make things right. But once we've acted, God invites us to surrender and trust. God has not lost control. Nothing can happen except what God wills or allows. And we should trust Him like children, without demanding to understand. And when we do that, we give more honor and love to God than if we knew the plan. Romans 8:28 doesn't say all things are good, but that God works all things for good for those who love Him. And the more peacefully we accept what we cannot change, the more room the Holy Spirit has to work within us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. When life breaks down, when sickness, grief, or failure strike, we face an important decision. Either we believe we're on our own in a world of chaos, or we believe that providence sees what we cannot see and is guiding it with loving wisdom. Providence means that God sees ahead and acts on our behalf. Whatever trial you're facing, providence saw it coming. Providence knows what it means. Providence knows how to bring good from it. You don't need to understand the big picture. All we need is to place our hand in the hand of our Mother Mary, and the Holy Spirit will guide all things for good through her. This conviction led Colby to say, "I see Mary everywhere. I see difficulties nowhere." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Colby learned to flow with providence. How can we learn to do the same? Before anything else, spend time in friendship with God in prayer, because he is the goal of life, and because he is the power behind every good work, not your effort. Then be responsible and do your part. Think and take appropriate action, but avoid the twofold extreme of passivity and micromanaging or trying to control everything. Just live in the present moment with Jesus and Mary, and surrender all future moments to them. And give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God for you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on with our good friend, Colby?
You know, I really, really liked that line early on about being captured meant that they were paying for all of their travel expenses.
I love it.
It's such a way to look at it, because objectively, it doesn't mean changing the circumstance. And it's not even saying it's a good thing to lose all your freedom. But you are saying, here's a funny little bonus that we get out of this. And I think I've experienced that a couple times in my life. I remember traveling back from Frankfurt. I had missed my flight, as you remember. And I had to get back from Frankfurt, Germany to the States. But my bags were lost in the process. And you know what? It meant I didn't have to carry my bags. Eventually, literally months later, I got my bags back, which is miraculous in its own right. But I had to be detached from them in the moment. I had to abandon them entirely. Give up on ever finding them again and all of my stuff. But also, it meant I could go through multiple airports completely bagless, which was very nice, actually. I probably had a backpack or something with me, but I was like, you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
But I was especially... You already know this story, but I was reflecting on... a recent tragedy, as you know.
Oh.
I baked a beautiful pie. The first pie I've ever made in my entire life, from scratch, down to the dough. And I was really excited to share it with my family, because my siblings had asked me to make the pie for your birthday. And so I spent about 5 hours making this pie. I ended it about midnight. And as I placed the final strip of crust on the pattern for the top, the whole thing tipped off the counter and shattered on the floor. But you know what? You know what I didn't realize then, but that I realize now? That moment saved me from something that could have ruined my entire life, could have corrupted, consumed all of my time.
What was that?
If I had finished that pie and served it to my siblings, they would have never let me stop making pies for them. I know exactly what they're like. And if you, like, I make toffee for the family around Christmas, and all I get all season is pestered about making toffee.
Providence saved you. but it really captures the whole essence that in that moment, we have two options. We can just have all the wrong emotions and let those emotions just take us down the wrong path. Mm-hmm. Or we can just say, I accept it.
Well, at the end of the day, in both of those situations, so if I had still been emotionally attached to my bags, then I would have been upset the entire day of travel. But at the end of the day, that wouldn't have brought the bags back. All of the stuff, I just had to be like, well, it's gone. And I'll tell you what, once the pie was shattered on the floor, there was no putting the pie back together.
Yeah, yeah.
So being attached to it is just going to hurt me at that point.
Yeah.
It's the give and take of, detachment doesn't mean that you can't like anything. But once it's gone, you just have to be okay with that.
And everything is guided by providence. Does that mean that God threw your pie on the floor? No.
Maybe. I've been thinking that it's been some divine intervention the entire time. I don't know why yet, but
But everything is guided by providence, so that no matter what happens, providence works everything to our good. I think this is the most important line in Scripture. God works all things for good for those who love Him. Yeah. Providence guides everything. If we could just learn to live our lives by that principle.
Mm-hmm. What are those? It's like a salt or sand mandala that this is something I've vaguely heard about before, so I'm repeating something I know very little about, but they create these beautiful masterpieces in salt or in sand, and then they just blow them away.
I've never heard of that.
Practice detachment. We should spend more time making nice things and then just getting rid of it.
Oh, I don't have to do this purposely. It just happens.
It does just happen. Yeah, I actually, this is now besides the point because I've already given two examples of things that I care about disappearing, but in college I was working on an album, so I was recording a ton of music.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
I had them all saved on a hard drive, so I had like 6 or 7 songs that I had spent the last couple of years working on, and my brother asked if he could borrow the hard drive. I lent it to him. A couple of weeks later, I'm like, hey buddy, where's that hard drive at? And he's like, so the hard drive got corrupted. And my other brother was like, don't worry, I know how to save files that have been corrupted. And he goes, and then I erased the entire hard drive. And I'll never know what songs were on that hard drive anymore. They're gone. But, you know, my cousin Brad used to always say, if you've forgotten something, or if you want to remember something, if you can't remember it, it's just probably not that good.
Yeah.
So just
let it go.
If it's good, it'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Let it go.
The key to following the Holy Spirit is trusting that no matter what happens, God is working everything for our good. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.